نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 14th of Sha'ban. We call that Laylatul Badr, the full moon. So that will be our starting point. Our topic for tonight is the importance of Tawbah, repentance in Islam. Our message to the whole world is a message of nur, of radiance and effulgence. If someone has to ask us, who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, what will we say? Our answer will be, Allahu Nuru Samawati Wal Ard. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the radiance, effulgence in the heavens, in the earth, in the entire universe and creation. Everywhere you will see the signs of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The rain comes down and you see the kaleidoscope of colors. The grass is becoming greener. The flowers, the flora, the fauna, diverse colors, diversity in unity, unity in diversity. Who is bringing about all this? He, wahdahu la sharika lahu. When you go to Iraq, Iraq has a unique history. I don't have time for that. There was a professor, he used to walk around and challenge all the ulama. And for real, the ulama could not give him a wonderful answer so that he will be convinced and persuaded. A 10-year-old boy stood up and told him, Professor, I am ready to challenge you. Let us set the venue, arrange the time, everything. People came in their droves. Professor stood up and said, what is your Allah doing now? So the young boy said, 10-year-old boy said, that Professor, please sit down and I will respond to you. So the youngster came, Professor sat down and the youngster said, you ask me what my Allah is doing now? وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives honor to whoever He wants. He gives zillat and disgrace to whomsoever He wants. He made me stand and gave me honor. He made you sit and He humiliated you. What is your second question, Professor? Professor was dumbfounded. Their big, big mashayikh and ulama could not answer. Yeah, this 10-year-old boy is taking me on. He said, where is your Allah? First one was, what is your Allah doing? So the young boy came in front. The people are there in their droves. They were not here in Durban and Musgrave or Avondale and these beautiful places. There they were in a place where there was hardly any electricity. So he asked the crowd and the audience, who has a candle? And then this person gave him the candle. And when he ignited it, kindled the candle, he asked the professor, you tell me where is the light of this candle? Show me. He said, in all directions. He said, you're zalim, you're oppressor. If a candle can be shining everywhere, you ask me, where's my Allah? Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Who is Mustafa Habib? The story goes on. Remember, it is a book for you because you read English, the wonders of Islam. You should read it. You will find the incident there. Who is the master Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? قَدْ جَاكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُهُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. You, Ya Rasulullah, Habibana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the nur, you are the radiance, you are the effulgence. Almighty Allah speaks about the sun. وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. That the sun is the siraj, it is shining, glittering. But for Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, use an extra adjective. And what Almighty Allah states, Sirajam Munira, the nur and the radiance is spreading, going, and it is increasing all the time. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message and mission was what? Chapter 14 verse 1, Surah Ibrahim, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You, Ya Rasulullah, Habibana Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the radiance and effulgence of Islam. See the world today suffering. Capitalism, secularism, communism, socialism, Zionism, and every ism besides Islam is batil and falsehood. Our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha Allama Alusi Rahimahullah from Baghdad mentioned this in Ruhul Ma'ani. Our mother Siddiqa bintu Siddiq radiallahu anhuma, her father Siddiq, she is Siddiqa. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, O Ummul Mu'mineen, describe to us the master, who is Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Imagine if somebody comes to our wives and say, describe your husband. What she will say? She will say, this guy is an oversized guy, you know, big size and all that. Anyway, so you must remember our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha describes. She was kanat faqihatan muhaddithatan adibatan. She was a linguist par excellence. She was a master of Quran tafsir, of hadith and fiqh and jurisprudence. She reported and narrated 2,210 ahadith. Our mother Siddiqa bintu Siddiq, the greatest among the women, the muhaddithat, the women who narrated hadith, was Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Listen to her description. لَنَا شَمْسٌ وَلِلْآفَاقِ شَمْسُهُ. We have a sun, S-U-N. And on the horizon you find a sun. وَشَمْسُنَا خَيْرٌ مِّن شَمْسِ السَّمَاءِ. But remember, our sun is much superior and greater than the sun you see on the horizon. لَنَا شَمْسٌ وَلِلْآفَاقِ شَمْسُهُ وَشَمْسُنَا خَيْرٌ مِّن شَمْسِ السَّمَاءِ. فَإِنَّ الشَّمْسَ طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْفَجْرِ. That sun, it rises when Fajr time expires. Our son, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa shamsuna tali'un ba'da al-isha'i. Daytime, nighttime, all the time is glittering, shining, and the nur is spreading from the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is Allah jalla wala nur? Who is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nur? What is the Quran Sharif nur? Wa anzalna ilaykum nuran mubina. 114 chapters, 6,236 verses, 540 rukus. O you Hafiz, O you Imam, in Fatawa Alamgiri, which our Indo-Pak ulama call Fatawa Alamgiri, Sultan Alamgiri, if you read his history, he brought about 40 giants of the ulama of that time, and they compiled this magnum opus, this great work. The Arab ulama call it Fatawa Hindiya. So remember, in there it is mentioned every night in Taraweeh, if you read one ruku per rakat, so 20 rakats, 20 ruku, on the 27th night, inshaAllah, Laylatul Qadr, Allah Jalla wa Ala will make it easy. You completed Quran Sharif and you got Laylatul Qadr also. Hence 540 ruku sections in the Noble Quran. So my brothers, Almighty Allah, Noor, Radiance, Effulgence, Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the creation, the greatest Noor and Effulgence, Quran Sharif, Noor and Effulgence. Just take the Quran and kiss it like Sayyidina Umar. Before starting reciting the noble Quran, what you do? What would Sayyidina Umar do? He would kiss the Quran Sharif and say, Hada Dusturu Rabbi, this is the constitution of my Allah. Then we come to me and you, O Muslim, O Muslima, my brother, my sister, who are we? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّ. Whosoever Almighty Allah opens their heart and their bosom, so the Noor and the radiance and effulgence enters the inner recesses of our heart. We read Salat now behind our Imam Mawlana Zubair Hafidahullah. He read Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. We read Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim in our own Salat. What is the meaning of the Hidayat? We normally translate it as guidance, but it's an incomplete translation. Hidayat means Noorun wada'ullahu fi qulubil ibad. That Noor, that radiance, that effulgence, which must enter the inner recesses of our heart. So we draw a dichotomy, a distinction between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. You see your vehicles are outside. You got park lights, you got dumb lights, you got bright lights, you got fog lights, you got intelligent lights. How many type of lights you got? But there's a heart has to be saturated with that Noor. Therefore, we learn the dua for tonight, for tomorrow. Chapter 66, verse number 8. Chapter 66, verse number 8. Rabbana atmim lana noorana waghfir lana. Oh beloved Allah, perfect and complete for us our Noor. My eyes must see the right things. My ears must hear the right things. My tongue must speak the correct words. Everything that is good and Noor, that we must be involved in. The entire anatomy, Rabbana atmim lana noorana. Ya Allah, we human beings, we have shortcomings, we have weaknesses. We commit vices and sins, Ya Allah. Waghfir lana, Ya Allah, forgive us. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Verily, Almighty Allah has power over everything. Chapter 66, verse 8. We go to Abu Hamid Imam Ghazali rahimahullah and we asked him meaning we look at his books. We asked him what is the definition of Noor. So Abu Hamid Ghazali Hujjatul Islam rahimahullah, one of the great scholars of his time, said Noor's definition is al-zahiru li nafsihi wal-mudhir li ghayri. You yourself, you must have the Noor and radiance and then you can spread it to others. So how can we imbibe and acquire that Noor, my brothers? We must have the knowledge of Quran Sharif. We must have the knowledge of Sunnah Mubarakah. We must have the knowledge of the fatawa, verdict, advices of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. We must have the knowledge of the awliyaullah. And we follow the four schools of jurisprudence. That is the Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Then we can challenge anybody in the world. When Allah imbues and gives us these four things, Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, Sahaba, Awliyaullah and the Imams, so then remember, inshallah, we will be on the right path. Second, I was speaking about the Quran Sharif after Maghrib. Let's take you for a different journey now before I come to Tawbah. Everyone is related to Tawbah also, but you need to understand it. People came to Khalifatul Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first Khalifa. Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, chapter 9 verse 36, Thaniyas, chapter 9 verse 40, remember, refers to him. Chapter 9 verse 40 refers to him. Thaniyas nayni idhuma fil ghar. So he is the Khalifa of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the second of the two. So first is the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then is him. So people came and asked him, Ya Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anh, ayyatu ayatin arja indaka fi kitabillah. 6,236 verses. Which verse motivated, inspired you the most in the entire Quran Sharif? We read the same verse 50 times, 100 times, 1,000 times. But we will never understand it. You need to be Siddiq Akbar. He, Siddiq Akbar, said, Abu Bakr Siddiq said, Kul, kullu ya'malu ala shakilati. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, Kullu ya'malu ala shakilati. Everyone practices according to their own disposition. Ya Allah, we are weak. Ya Allah, we are committing sin. Ya Allah, we are created weak. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. We will continue committing vices and sins. And you, Allah, your shan, your majesty, your grandeur, your authority, your sovereignty, will continue hufran. You will continue forgiving, forgiving, forgiving. This ayat inspired me the most. Look at Siddiq's answer. رَضِيَ anhu anhu. They came to Umar Farooq, Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu arda. Ya Umar, you are the genius. For you, so many verses got revealed. You said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. After performing tawaf, he suggested, O Nabi Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is Maqam Ibrahim, let us read Salat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, I have to wait. Lo and behold, Jibreel came down. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسَلَّى. Make Maqam Ibrahim the place, behind there you will perform your Salat. Sayyidina Umar said it on the Farsh, Allah sent from the Arsh. Sayyidina Umar said it on the land and sand, and he, Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, sent it from the heavens and skies. That is Umar. Radiallahu anhu arda. Where Umar, ayyatu ayatin arja indaka fi kitabillah. Which ayat inspired you the most? He said, Umar read, غَافِرِ الذَّمْ. Allah forgives the sins. وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ. He accepts the tawbah. شَدِيدِ الْعِقَابِ. But he's very severe in punishment. But look at the sequence and the chronological table and the series, how Almighty Allah mentions it. The sequence, غَافِرِ الذَّمْ. He's prepared to forgive all the sins. وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ. He'll accept our tawbah provided we make tawbah and repent. Then if we don't do that, then shadid al-iqab, he will unleash his punishment. He said, this ayat inspired me the most. The people went to Dhun-Nurayn. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu warda, he has one distinction from Nabi Adam alayhi salam, right to the last baby to be born on this earth, no one ever will have that distinction. He married Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu warda, two daughters of the same Nabi, one after the other. First he was married to Sayyida Ruqayya, radiallahu anha. She passed away. Then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him and requested him, O Usman bin Affan, Zun-Nurayn, that he's a possessor of two effulgence and nur. You can marry my daughter Umme Kulthum radiallahu anha. Imagine, what a distinction. So many other virtues for Sayyidina Usman bin Affan radiallahu anha. So he was asked, which ayat motivated, inspired you the most? What did he say? Nabbi ibadi anni ana al-ghafoor ar-raheem. Inform and announce to the people, I, Allah Jalla wa Ala, am ghafoor. I will forgive you. I will cover and conceal your vices and sins. Inni ana al-ghafoor ar-raheem. I am very, very merciful. But if you don't make tawbah, you don't ask of me, وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ. Then my punishment also is very, very painful and horrible and painful. So think, brothers, everywhere Allah speaks first of His forgiveness, of His mercy. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anh, he was a master, a linguist par excellence. You need to read about his poetry and so forth. There's no good time now. Last week I performed the nikah there in Johannesburg. So I started the whole lecture. What is the definition of nikah? And I gave Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's definition. When you want a successful nikah, then you must have taqwa. Then it becomes a bed of roses and not a bed of thorns. Then we gave Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's definition of taqwa. There's no time now. So he, Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib, Fatiha Khaybar is his title. The one who conquered Khaybar in Muharram in the 70 of the Hijrah. He's the son-in-law of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, married to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beloved daughter, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha. Somebody asked him, Ya Ali bin Abi Talib, Amir al-Mu'mineen, which ayat motivated, inspired you the most? What he said? Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. For me and you, pay attention to this verse. We all are in this verse. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Allah Jalla Wala is announcing, all my servants, all my slaves, who have transgressed all limits, all boundaries almost, every vice, every sin we almost have committed. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't become disillusioned. Don't despair in the mercy of Allah. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Raise that hand of ours like a pauper and a beggar. We might be millionaires, billionaires. In front of Allah, we are paupers and beggars. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. And address Allah and say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy, Allah. Then see how Allah accepts our dua. Sayyidina Ali goes on, La taqnatu min rahmatillah, inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jamia. Verily Almighty Allah forgives all the sins. Allah is telling us, chapter 39 and verse number 53, I will forgive all your sins. Ask of me, come to me. So Allah, and when we were becoming hafiz, so I was a very young boy, I was the youngest boy in the class, you know. When we finished also, we were not baligh and mature. Our honorable ustad, I spoke to him today also, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah. So, we used to play, you know, sir, and ask what you say, what you... So everybody you ask, which is the best ayat you like? Which is the best ayat you like? None of us knew Arabic or what. He just said this ayat. Like Qari Abdul Basit, Abdul Samad came to South Africa twice. He read all about Jahannam and all these things. The people, what they know? They only know Sheikh Abdul Basit is pulling for 58 seconds, 59 seconds. So they say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Zid for Zid, Ya Basit. They're speaking all about Jahannam and they're making Subhanallah and Wahwa and all this. There's a time you must say, Allah mahfazna, they're asking for more and more. So Allah, give us more Jahannam. Inna. You see, that is our kamal, you understand? No tekada, you see. Therefore, when I give these youngsters a lecture, you know, like Saturday night we'll be there after Maghrib. So I give these two incidents, you know. Because youngsters now, they like stories and all these type of things. So that's why me, I don't like to make imamat. Imamat, very big responsibility. So this imam, Tarawih time now, you know, Allahu Akbar, 50 years ago. Now he got stuck. Neutral gay, he can't go forward, he can't go backward. Now what? That Sami also, maybe he forgot he was in another world planet, you know. So the Muazzin from Malawi, where's our Muazzin? So, Muazzin is from Malawi? He's from Malawi? He's from Mangochi, yeah. You ask him. So the Muazzin from Malawi, he could have stayed to rescue. So you say what? Say, everybody silent now, I have to do something. So he says, Shia no tata muye. Just leave this one to matakut kuro karante, inge mandivane bi ayat ki ganigan. You understand? Just forget this ayat, now start another ayat. You understand? Obviously you can't do all these things there. But 50 years ago, who knew all that? They said, Imam Salat is done, his Salat is done. Say, he did us a favor, at least the Tarawih carried on. So therefore, you must be very careful and all this. Then sometime Imam, you know, yeah, it happened in Durban, they all passed away, Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus. Zuhur time, the Imam, he went, and Allah Akbar, Zuhur time. Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen, loudly, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, loud.
People say, Molvi sahab, I'm encouraged, apre na hu karwano. Imam this way, well, just keep quiet. Muazzin Malawi say, no, keep quiet business, I have to sort it out. From the back he shouted, Tula, 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 Tula. Hey, keep quiet. Oh, making it loud, loud, loud. So therefore, you can't have people like this behind the Imam. People must know what to do when the Imam make mistake and all these type of things. So, chalo, when we were becoming Hafiz, so people, the students, my colleagues, they would ask, what ayat you like? So I say, فَنِئِمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَنِئِمَ النَّصِيرِ. We never knew meaning nothing. Subhanallah, when we start learning Arabic, all that, I say, what a wonderful, beautiful ayat. Chapter 22, verse 78, فَنِئِمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ. Allah is the best protector. وَنِئِمَ النَّصِيرِ. He is the best helper. Take any ayat in the Quran, many times I do that. I say, Ya Allah, show me one message. Just open Quran. We read, they say, this is your message. That is Quran Sharif, my brothers. Tawbah. What is Tawbah? So, my brothers, first thing in Tawbah, Allah Jalla Wala gives us special occasions. Tomorrow night, Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban. Laylatul Bara'ah. And then on top of it is Laylatul Jumu'ah. So, is Noorun ala Noor. We got a double bonus. So, brothers, first thing, At-Tawbatu An-Nadamah. A person gives you $1,000 every day. We take that $1,000 and we go break his house. We go and puncture his tires. So what that person will do? Every day we break the laws of Allah. Every day we go and violate the Sharia. Allah keeps on giving us, keeps on giving us. At-tawbatu an-nadama. Say, Ya Allah, I'm guilty as charged. There's no mitigating circumstances. Main gunagar hu, main fasik hu, main fajir hu, main siyakar hu. Everything I am, Ya Allah. But today I repent sincerely. I'm showing that remorse and regret, Ya Allah. I'm ashamed of myself. That is our starting point. And no one is exempted. Chapter 24, verse 31. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. All of you who got iman, you must make tawbah, it's compulsory. Turn more and more to Almighty Allah and ask Him for forgiveness. Then only you will be successful. Condition number one, regret and remorse, afsos. Condition number two, we all know, there's not a person who doesn't know which vices, which sin we are involved in. Somebody in drugs and alcohol, somebody in fornication, adultery, somebody in riba and interest, somebody in pornography and the movies, somebody busy with his girlfriend, boyfriend, somebody busy with a gay brigade. I'm inundated with all these type of questions daily. So my brothers, I ask you, when we know our wrong, speak to Allah and say, I detach myself immediately from these vices. When we know it's wrong, we say we're making tawbah. We can't be making tawbah and continuing with the vices. That is playing with Allah. It's tawbah ekaziba. Tawbah of a person who's not sincere. So tawbah is that we move away. Islam, see Quran Sharif, Surah 2, verse 286. Any verse you take, my brothers, subhanallah. You know the verse yourself. Allah Jalla Wala speaks of it. وَعَفُ أَنَّا وَغَفِرْ لَنَا وَرَحَمْنَا. Zamana, time, three. Past, present, future. وَعَفُ أَنَّا. Ya Allah, the past, forgive us, Ya Allah. We committed the vices. We admit, Ya Allah, but we know you are Tawwab, you are Rahim, you are Ghaffar, you are Ghafoor. Forgive us, Ya Allah. وَعَفُ أَنَّا وَغَفِرْ لَنَا. Ya Allah, you are Sattar. Ya Allah, you are the one who cover and conceal our vices and sin. My vices, my sin, if Allah exposed, then where can we show our face in front of people? Every one of us got skeletons. Every one of us committed that sense. So Allah is wa'afu'anna. In this text and context, wa'afir lana means, Ya Allah, make sattari. Ya man ra'ana ala al-khataya, falam yabdahna. Ya Allah, you saw us committing the vices, you never disgraced us, Ya Allah. So cry to Allah, Ya Sattar, Ya Ghaffar. You know, we Mehmans, we love these names. That you mustn't say Sattar and Ghaffar, you must say Abdus Sattar and Abdul Ghaffar. So that is present. And the future, wa'afu anna, wa'ghafir lana, wa'rahamna. Ya Allah, envelope us in your mercy. See, two terms are used in the Quran. An istaghfiru rabbakum summa tubu ilayh. Make istighfar. Istighfar is for the past. From the time we became baligh and mature till now, Ya Allah, all the vices, sins, I beg you for forgiveness, Ya Allah. Forgive me. Tawbah is for the future. We must not have a relapse. You see, the brothers, Allah forbid, sisters also, some of them, they go to the rehab, they get detox, they get cleansed up, purified for a little while. Then after 3 months, 6 months, they gone back. Ask what happened? Relapse. Tawbah means no relapse. We must be detaching ourselves totally from it. So number one, regret. Number two, detach ourselves. Number three, huququllah. From the time I became baligh and mature till now, how many salat I have missed? It's very good, we're reading tahajjud, we're reading ishraq, we're doing all this, we massage our ego very nicely. I asked him, Baba, what about all the qaza of that, all the fajr, asr, salat? أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ As-salat. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Tomorrow on the day of justice, one of the first things we will question about is our salat. مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرُ Quran. What made you walk in Jahannam? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ We never used to read our salat. So brothers, salat is an example. Our siyam, from the time we became baligh till now, how many fast, how many saum, how many siyam we have must. Our zakat, we giving to this madrasa, giving to this darulum, giving to this person. But what about all the preceding years I didn't pay my zakat properly? So think properly. So our life works on al-aham fal-aham, the law of priority. So the things we broke the laws against Allah, Allah is giving us a second chance. Repent and make fulfill the huququllah. So we have remorse, regret. We stay away, detach ourselves from the vices. Third one, we fulfill the commandments of Allah, ada'an on time. And if we can't, qaza'an. So we still got time to make qaza. All our debts. We can be the greatest mujahid, give our life in the path of Allah and die with the blood oozing out. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmed, yughfaru li shaheedi kullu zambin illa ad-dayn. So that brings us to the fourth point. Huququl ibad, the rights of people, Muslim and non-Muslim. How many people we are owing, but we don't pay them. They got fed up and tired of asking us. And we're proud about it. See all the scandals coming out nowadays. Allah alone makes a tari and all these things there. So my brothers, think about it. Our inheritance. Every day I see, and now we started a series on the radio on inheritance. I see it prompted a lot of good feedback. Even today somebody asked me. He said that they chip there, my brother, he made some unda danda, he ate my share up. So brothers, all those unda danda we do, upside down things we do, this is just one example I'm giving you. See what Quran says. If I usurp the right of my brother, sister or anybody else in inheritance, Surah 4, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 14, وَمَنْ يَعْسِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا The person who goes against Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, against Mustafa, Habibuna, Sallallahu
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you went beyond the limits, then what happens? يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Such a person Allah dispatches to Jahannam and the fire for very, very long period. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For such a person, there will be humiliating, disgraceful punishment. So think properly, my brothers. Dunya is very short. Remember that. Tomorrow we all have to leave. And then what answer will we give? Think. So first, remember our remorse, regret. Two, detach ourselves from the wrong and vices. Three, then fulfill the rights of Allah. Whether it's our zakat, our fasting, our salat, or anything else, the rights of human being. How many of us ask our wife for maaf? Be honest about this. You see, what you talking? I must go ask my wife for maaf. You're nuts or what? I say, no, I'm not nuts. I eat coconut, but I'm not nuts. You understand? So, but how we treat them? We swear them and we tell them so much nonsense. Did Allah Jalla wa'ala not tell us in Surah 4 verse 19? وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with love and compassion and respect. How you want your son-in-law must treat your daughter. Treat your wife better than that. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our mother Siddiqa, Sayyidah Aisha reports hadith in Tirmidhi, khayrukum khayrukum li ahalikum wa ana khayrukum li ahali. The best of you are the best of you to your wives and your children. I, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, am the best to my wives and children. What is the barometer in Islam? Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Mawana Masihul Ummat, Hazrat Mawana Masihullah Khan Sahib, Nawarallahu Marqadahu. I heard this so many times from him. He said that the whole world can say we are good, but the wife and children say me and you are bad. But Allah Jalla Wala by Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be considered as bad people. Because they know our moods, they know our private life, they know how we behave when we are alone. Think properly, brothers. And the whole world can say this person is bad and so forth. But the wife and children say he's good. But Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a good person, inshallah. So brothers, that is the criteria, the barometer. Ask one another for forgiveness. Make them happy. And in that way, inshallah, the ummah will then become a dynamic ummah again. The people we are the closest with. Jo namiyo, Allah ke gamiyo. The one who made himself humble, you went to ask for maaf. What will happen? Me and Maulana Randeri had a big argument. Example, Maulana is a very good person, is Waliullah. So you must remember that I'm giving example. So he comes to me and tell me, forgive me. I say, go fly a kite. You know what will happen, my brothers? So you must remember tomorrow, on the day of justice, when that person goes to House of Kawthar, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say, my ummati came to you and he asked you for forgiveness and you rejected him and told him, go fly a kite. Today you go from here, I deprive you of House of Kawthar water. See, brothers, there are ramifications, there are consequences. Learn what is Islam. Siddiq Akbar, look at this incident. Quran speaks of this. Listen to the incident, my brother. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda, very rich person, wealthy, influential person. He used to sponsor this one, this one, this one, give them money, give them assistance. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, in the 50th year of the Hijrah, during the month of Sha'ban, in Ghazwa-e Bani Mustaliq, when Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha came, the hypocrites made an allegations, wild accusations, something happened, she committed this. Allah Jalla wa'ala, remember, revealed 16 verses to exonerate Siddiqa Aisha in Surah Nur, chapter 24, verses 11 to 26. Thereafter, Siddiq Akbar, the father, how hurt he was, he said, but I sponsor you, and you go and make these accusations against my daughter. I sponsor you, and you go make these accusations, and my daughter is the honorable wife of Nabi alayhi salam. Wallahi, I will never sponsor you again. He took an oath, Siddiq Akbar. Allah Jalla Wala revealed the verse. Ya Aba Bakrin, it's not mentioned Aba Bakr, but if you understand the tafsir and commentary, Allah tuhibbuna an yaghfir Allahu lakum. Don't you love that Allah forgives you also? Of course I want you to forgive me, Allah. Then you, Siddiq, you forgive them. Oh, Siddiq, you forgive them. He went, he paid the kafara for that oath, and then he restarted and resumed the sponsorship again. You see, brothers, that is tawbah. So me and you, sometimes we do good deeds, but then the test of our sincerity, that person tell us nonsense, this one tells us this, we say, hey, you finish, I no more give you anything. It shows our sincerity was not 100%, understand? So, afsos, regret, remorse. Number two, detach ourselves. Number three, fulfill the rights of Almighty Allah. Four, fulfill the rights of creation. Five, chapter 66, verse number 8. What does Almighty Allah state? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo. 89 different places Allah uses this phrase. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Make tawbah and turn to Almighty Allah more and more, more and more. Tawbatan nasuha. The person came to Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I know tawbah, but what is the nasuha? So Sayyidina Umar said, see, you got your she camels, you got cows. When you milk the cow, you milk the she camel, do you see the milk going back into the udders of the animal? Does it go back? He said, no. He said, that is tawbatan nasuha. Don't go back to the vices. We all commit sins, but when we cry, when we beg Allah and petition Allah in the darkness of the night, and then we are such a, we make 100% tawbah. We don't go back to it, that's a sign Allah has accepted our tawbah. But me and you, we're making tawbah, the youngsters. But in his mind is already speaking, thinking, I'm going to speak to my girlfriend tomorrow. I'm going to this one, that was girlfriend, I must tell you one story quickly. So you must remember, my brother, that's not tawbah. Tawbah is zahiran batinan, externally, internally. We must make that firm intention that we will not go back to those vices. That is tawbah and nasuha. Then we can say, Allah is pleased with us. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. We cleanse ourselves outwardly and internally. Tomorrow night is 15 Shaban. Who will not be forgiven? I want to share one too. People who are disobedient, rebellious to their parents. Sometimes I go lecture in the schools, varsity, they invite you, so we go. So I ask them, be honest, you youngsters. How many of you kiss your girlfriend? 20, 30 will pick up their hand. How many of you kiss your mother's head? They all look down. One, two, you will find. To kiss my mother, that is a big problem in our society. But to kiss the girlfriend is considered the norm in society. That you call inqilab e zamana. How times have changed. Think properly. You, my brothers, who have upset your parents, you dumped them in the old age home. Do you really think you will make it in Islam? I'm asking you. No, my brother, it will never happen. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Mishkat Sharif Bayhaqi. Kullu dhanbin in sha'a fa'anhu wa in sha'a azabahu. Every sin a person commits is a prerogative of Allah alone. Either Allah will forgive you or either Allah will punish you. One crime, illa uquq al-walidain. When we are disobedient to our parents, what Allah's josh, Allah's ghadab and wrath comes. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُؤَجِّلُ عُقُوبَتَهُ لِصَاحِبِي فِي الْحَيَاةِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِ. Allah will unleash His punishment on you in this worldly life before death comes to you. This is not my words, I am just relating, narrating it to you, my brothers. Walida kon, biwi kon. Who is the mother and who is the wife? I went to Dubai, I went to New York, I went to London, I went to Moscow alone, for example. When I came back, my wife is there, my mother is there, mother passed away, wife is still there, giving example. So biwi ne pucha. The wife asked, mere liye kya laya, what you brought for me? That is husband-wife relationship, you know how it goes. When the wife say, we say, darling, poppy, sweetheart. But if she say, honey, give some money, then we want to make istikhara, you know how it is. And this type of things. So she asked, you must remember that. She said, mere liye kya laya, what you brought for me? And walida muhtarama, walida majida, what the honorable mother said, beta, khana khaya, did you eat? A mother's love is a pure love. There's no hidden agenda. But we, the zalim son, the zalim daughter, today we don't have time for them. Sing properly. وَأَطَاءَ الرَّجُلُ زَوْجَتَهُ وَأَقَّ أُمَّهُ Hadith in Tirmidhi. We so obedient to our wives and we so disobedient to our mother. وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ He will bring his friend right near him. And what will he do? Let's go for golf, let's go for fishing, let's go here and there. But the father must say, bring my medication, do this. See how he looks at the father and he looks at him with anger. You see, sometimes you must read Kitabul Amsal. There are books written, book of examples. So one day, one father was sitting with his son in the veranda, you know. So nice father-son discussion going. So then there was a nice 3 days in the garden. So the father wants to test his son, you know. So does the son learn anything or is just... Today people, they wait for their father to pass away so they can inherit. Young man's a druid is another man's a druid. You understand? If you know Afrikaans, now you Durban guys don't even know Afrikaans. What would I tell you guys? You understand? Let's get here. So anyway, you must remember this. So he said, beta, what's that there on the tree? So the first time the son answered, Abu, what chiriya hai? It's a bird. You know, a kabutar, pigeon. After 2-3 minutes, father again. He said, beta, what's that there? So then the son raised his voice, but little bit. He said, Abu, what a kabutar hai? You see, it's a pigeon. Then after 5-10 minutes, the father asked the son, then beta, what's that there on the tree? Then the son blew his gasket and everything he blew. How many times must I tell you? Can't you hear me what I'm telling you? And all that. See, father got wisdom. Be kept quiet. He went, you must remember, to the room, he brought diary. He said, beta, I want to tell you one story. You see, 20 years ago, me and you, we were sitting here in the same veranda. And you, my beloved son, Ya Bunayya, you asked me a question. You never asked me once. You never asked me twice. You asked me 15 times. And 15 times I gave you answer with love. I told you my beta is a kabutar. Today I asked you 3 times and you excluded. Where are we? Where are we, O Ummah the Muslimah? What have you done to your parents? What have you done? Did you ever think? We got no time for them. Islam taught us that our parents are so special. After death, they will die to us. Tomorrow night is big night. You, O Muslim, you the son, you should go to the graveyard. How can you forget your father? You want to be like the kuffar? Become Father's Day and Mother's Day? The shaitan for making us fools. For us every day is my father's day. When I look at my father with love, they ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, like a hajjud, you get reward of one hajj. The sahaba said, walukana sabina marra, 70 times, walukana sabina marra, wallahu akbar, wallahu akbar. Even if it's more than 70 times, Allah will give you reward. That is our father. Our mother is who? Al-Jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat. Our mother is she, under her feet is Jannah.
What have you done, O son? What have you done, my daughter? And tomorrow you're going to cry, but you never want to ask your father, your mother for maaf. You never kissed their hand. Think properly. So my brothers, Almighty Allah gives us this. Make tawbah and nasuha. I saw in my own family, I saw in my own friends, they had empires. Empires, believe you me. But they did not take the dua of their parents. The father died a broken man. The mother died a broken person. Because dil ki gal kahi karan. Manje dil jo armana hai. Manje pet ji baaf hai. If you understand, Mehman, these are special words we use. Beta, I'm not their son. But they want to share their secret with me. They want to cry to somebody. So what they do? Then they speak to us. Then what must I tell that son? Your mother is cursing you because you never allowed your children to come to her because your wife told you so. Which type of wife you want to choose? You just looked at the mal and the jamal? You just looked at the wealth and the beauty? You forgot all the sacrifices your mother did? Think properly. Surah 17, verse 24, رَبِّ رَحَمُهُمَا رَبِّ رَحَمُهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّ يَادِي صَغِيرًا. Ya Allah, have mercy on the beloved parents of mine, as they nurtured me, as they made tarbiyah of me, as they brought me up with love. Umar radiallahu an, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu an, they saw a person carrying his mother there in Hajj, in Umrah, in Hajj. He said, Ya Umar, Ya Abdullah ibn Umar, I have fulfilled the rights of my mother. I took her to Mina, I took her to Arafat, I took her to Muzdalifah, I took her around Baytullah and I carried her. He said, Umar said, Hasha wa kalla, never ever, you can never fulfill her rights. He said, but how come? He said, this mother of yours, when you were making masti, throwing the toys out of everywhere, the tub and whatever, in those days it was nothing what we have today, that she was making your khidmat and crying to Allah, Ya Allah, give my son, give my daughter long life. Give him siha, afia. And you're making a khidmat, but you know any day she will pass away. So how can you even think that Allah will say that you have fulfilled her rights? What are we doing? So you, my children, you, my students, you, my youngsters, people ask me, how come you went like this? I say, it's not we. Even today one person met me. Say, Eki, I want to ask you a question. I say, ask whatever you want. We tell the non-Muslims, ask whatever you want. Say, for how come all this happened? I say, it's not us, it's Allah's mercy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But one advice I will give you. Take your parents to us. Take your ustaz to us. Oh, you children, you're going to make tarawih. How can you stand on the musalla but you don't make, you don't never meet your ustaz? I'm asking you. Do you really think your ustaz is happy with you? So if he's far away, contact him and ask him, can I get permission? Can I make tarawih? That is what Islam teaches us. What have we done? Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. So I beg you, brothers, before tomorrow Maghrib time, make peace with your beloved mother, make peace with your beloved father, otherwise it's curtains for us, believe you me. Then you have brought the wrath and anger of Allah. Our beloved parents are those that their hukuk and rights come upon us even after death. Surah 14, verse 41, رَبَّنَا فِلِّي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Ya Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents. Forgive my the believers. Every day people are passing away. The day the reckoning is established. So we got a few minutes left. Let us make dua. Allah Jalla wa Ala, spare us for Ramadan. Spare us for tomorrow night. Let us make qadr of our parents. Make qadr and appreciate Laylatul Qadr and Ramadan. And Almighty Allah, make our khatima on iman.
When I went to Iraq, I told you about Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani after Maghrib. So I went to Sayyidina Sheikh Junaid Baghdadi's grave, and it's written the Sayyidul Ta'ifa, the leader of the Awliyaullah and the Sufis of that time. Go read about Junaid Baghdad and what he said, Junaid Baghdadi, Rahimahullah. Somebody asked him, oh Junaid, aap acha ki wo kutta acha. Somebody walks in here and say, AK, you good or the dog running around is good? You say, come here, main tujhe bata dunga. Ram to astin jara denge, you see. You pull up our sleeves and come, I'll show you now, I'll penal beat you properly. That is our akal. But these are awliyaullah. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi said, rahimahullah, if I leave this world with iman and Islam, then I'm better than the dog. And if I leave without iman, then even the dog is better than me. To cry to Allah that we leave this world with iman and Islam. Mujahid, quickly I tell you two stories. Hazrat Mujahid was the most favorite student of Abdullah ibn Abbas. Abdullah ibn Abbas was the Bahrul Ulum, the ocean of knowledge, Ra'isul Mufassireen. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took him in his hand Mubarak. Allahumma faqqihu fi deen wa allimhu ta'wil. Ya Allah, bless him with knowledge. He became an ocean of knowledge. He was not even baligh and mature when the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Mujahid says that I learned by him 3 years. What is the meaning of this ayat? What is the meaning of this ayat? What is the meaning of this ayat? Abdullah ibn Abbas taught him everything. In 68 he passed away, Abdullah ibn Abbas. In 104 Mujahid passes away. How he passes away? Amam al-Bayt, in front of the Kaaba, wa huwa sajidun. In Sajda, in front of the Baytullah, he passes away. When we give our life to deed, Allah will honor you. Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk, the government banned him in Egypt. But what izzu man tasha, what zillu man tasha, he was blind, he used to cry, Allahumma mitni wa ana sajid, ya Allah, let me meet you while I'm in sajda. I went to his house. Abhi tak mujhe qalak hai. Till today I have that afsos. I went to his house. His wife, Appa, told me, Sheikh Zahaba kharaja ila al-matba. So I couldn't meet him. Waliullah of our time. And in Egypt, he passed away many years ago. But he passed away in sajda. So that is what we must aspire for. That Ya Allah, take us from this world. Wa anta radin anna. You are pleased with us. So we got 3, 4, 5 minutes left, inshallah. So let's make dua for us, the Ummah at large. And the greatest thing tomorrow night, my brothers, beg Almighty Allah and make sincere tawbah and go to our parents, go to our teachers and ask them for forgiveness. You'll go very far in life, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في كل مكان اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك ربنا توكل على الله توكلنا على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم اجعل تدبيرهم تدميرهم يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل تدبيرهم تدميرهم يا رب العالمين اللهم في مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس الأعلى اللهم حاسبهم حسابا يسيرا اللهم اجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه اللهم اجعل اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة النبي المسلم
Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allam ajal akhir kalamina kalimata la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala Allah ta'ala fi shani habibi inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafiina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم احفظ مساجدنا كلها في العالم كله يا رب العالمين رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين إن شاء الله tomorrow we will be there for the big night in Masjid Mahmood in Clay Estate and we thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the whole capital team and we thank all of you and all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar and our brother Faisal Asmal Yusuf Asmal of Sirius FM Barakallahu Fik Salaamu Alaikum Warahmatullahi